with the breaking down of the barrier between Jews and Gentiles?
I don't know if it's specifically there, but about the Jews and Gentiles specifically, but the idea may be implicit there, but also the fact that Israel has access. You know, I was thinking more of the curtain tearing in two when Christ was crucified, that you have access even to the throne of God because of what he has done. But yeah. Isaiah 60, you know, I think picks up that theme more of Jew and Gentile. Gentile being welcome as well to the altar. So,
yeah. You know, maybe a person, I don't know, I'd have to think about this. Maybe a person could make the point in a sermon that there are plenty of themes, like say even in Isaiah, about the house, mountain of the house of the Lord being lifted up in two and all the nations coming into it. And the thing that is kind of in hyperdrive in the New Testament is not simply that you get to come in two, but then we put you in your own place in the court of the Gentiles. But actually, in Christ, the barrier is taken down completely. And I mean, that's kind of the animals in the sheet in Acts 10 and so on. But that's a very interesting line. I'm glad you stopped there to talk about that a little bit. A good example of a kathiv kere, too, in that one. Okay. Our reading for today in the New Testament is in John 20. Starting with verse 19 to 31. And we start out with a GA, ouseis opsias, te hemera ekaine te mea sabaton, and then that's followed directly by another GA, ton theron keklaismenon. So, therefore, or because Bruce Schuchert is here, we'll translate every un with then. evening having come on that day, the first day of the sabbaton. And remember, especially in the plural, sabbaton can mean week, not only the Sabbath day. Usually it's in the plural when it does that. So that would be on that day, the first day of the Sabbath. So under that circumstance, here's a second circumstance. And the doors being in a shut condition. Keklaismenon is a perfect passive participle. So it's not just the doors having been shut, but the doors being locked, let's say, being in a shut condition. Where eison were the disciples on account of the fear of the Jews. Now, there's a good example of an objective genitive. You're fearing the Jews. It's not that the Jews are afraid, but you are afraid of them. Eilthun, this now starts the main clause. You've got all that subordination first. Eilthun ha Jesus kai este, Andy, there she is. There's our obligatory form of histemi. There's always one in every pericope. And there it is. Jesus came and stood, este, third singular, strong aorist, second aorist, indicative active of histemi. Remember, the strong aorist is intransitive stand. The weak aorist is transitive make to stand. Jesus came and stood, eis ta meson, into the middle. Now, there's that example of ice pinch hitting for N. We've talked about this before in this context. Ice and N are sort of interchangeable, but not exactly. That is to say, when ice means N, in, it virtually always has the meaning of first moving inside and then being in. So Jesus stood in the middle, in the midst, but of course first he had to proceed into the midst. So you never use ice as a substitute for en in a sentence like, hey, cardia estin eistosoma, the heart is in the body. Well, there was never a time when it was outside the body. So then that would be entosomati. He stood in the midst and says to them, now note the lapsing into the present. This highlights what's going on. Irenai humin, peace to you. Shalom. And tuta ipon, having said this, edaiksen, that's from daiknumi, one of the few me verbs. Daiknumi, they instead of putting de daikmi on the front, you can't do that because daik with that consonant at the end of the stem needs the nu, and then you put the mi on, then that all drops off for the other principal parts, and so you get daikso edaiksa. He showed the hands and the side to them. Now, there is a variant there that you could put in another chi, both the hands and the side. But it would be proper to translate this as his hands and side. Classical Greek often did this. It used the article as possessive when it's the only one you could possibly be talking about. I mean, he didn't kind of go into the car trunk and pull out a couple of hands or something like that. So the only ones you're talking about here are his hands and side to them. Echaresan un hoi mathetai iduntes ton kurion. And therefore, the disciples rejoiced having seen the Lord, because they had seen the Lord, upon seeing the Lord. Echaresan is a strong aorist of the sixth principal part of chairo, to rejoice. Remember what it means to have a strong aorist. You don't have the key letter, and the theta is missing of the theta eta. So instead of echartheson, it's just echareson. 21. Eipen un autois ha Jesus. Therefore, or then, Jesus said to them, again, peace to you. Kathos, just as ap estalken me ha pater, just as the Father has sent me, and so I am here, kago also I pempo euskais, South Milwaukee. I also send you. Now, I want you to notice something here. Notice that, in fact, this is probably the best example I know in John to show how John actually persists in using synonyms. Is there a difference between pempo and apostello here? Probably not, and it is highlighted by kathos. See? Just as he has sent me, so I send you. Now, if he had just made statements like, the Father has sent me, and now I am sending you, you might think, well, you know, it's kind of a different sort of mission. But it's just as. So John is well known for variation of ginosko and oida, apostello, pempo, phileo, agapao, and so on. And this is an example right here. So just as the Father has sent me, and I'm already here, perfect tense, by the way, also I, kago is kai ego, please note John inserts the ego there, right? So also I send you. He could have just said pimple, but this highlights the fact that it's he himself. I send you guys. And upon saying this, en ephusen from m fusao, ao contract verb. He breathed in or on, having said this, he breathed on them and said to them, labete pneuma hagion, get the Holy Spirit. Note there's a good example. Some of you in Greek may have learned lambano as to take. Well, it wasn't like they were ripping it out of Jesus' hands or something like that. Lambano is the broader term in terms of the semantic field. It just means to get, come into possession of, without any particular prejudice as to whether it's passive, like receive, or active, krateo, like take. So it's just, that's why I translated get it, you know? Have the Holy Spirit. Now look at this next part. This is kind of interesting as far as the forms. Antinon, the tinon is indefinite without the accent, and the on is the generalizing particle. And that is really the possessive of tas hamartias. The sins of whomever aphete you forgive, af eontai autois, they are forgiven to them. Of whomever you kratete, you hold on to, they are in a held on to position. They are retained. Now, I want you to notice there's a variant reading of af eontai. And the variant reading is a very interesting one. It's afientai or afiantai, which is a present tense. Now, I have a feeling that that one's the really correct reading. It's definitely the harder reading. And that present stem focuses on connection, the connection between the activity and the subject. So if we read that, here's how I would actually translate that. Whoever's sins you forgive, forgiveness is actually connected to the sins for them. And whosoever you hold on to, they are in a held on to position. Because, of course, you know, the question is, how can men forgive sins? Well, I mean, it is actually an amazing thing. And I think that amazement is reflected really in that present tense variant reading. They are actually forgiven to them. The form you see in the text, ave ontai, is a perfect form which would parallel the perfect form kekratentai. And I do want to just parse that last word of verse 23 for you. That is a third plural, perfect, indicative, passive. The kek on the front shows the reduplication. The eta is the epsilon of krateo being lengthened, and untai is the third plural ending, kekratentai. Kratete, right before it, is a second person plural, present active. And again, this suggests a connection. Whosoever you hold on to, and you simply are not going to make that application, they are in that particular position. So this is very strong. I think this statement is much stronger than people really realize in these terms, that the Greek actually suggests that this is really going on in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just a general declaration of God forgives you. Note also how antinon has moved to the front of each clause. Whosoever sins, whosoever. And so that's up to the front for the sake of emphasis. Labete in verse 22 was a second person plural, aorist imperative active. 24. Thomas, one of the 12, ha legomenos, who was habitually called Didymus, the twin, not was with them when Jesus came. Sort of a Tanto translation there, but all right, 25. Elegon un, therefore, or then, to him the other disciples proceeded to say, he o rakamen ton kurion, we have seen the Lord. Now, notice it's not an aorist. It's not eidon, which would be we have seen the Lord or we saw the Lord. This is we have seen the Lord and the image of him is still firmly implanted in our minds. You know we are witnesses. We are witnesses. But he, Hodes, switching the subject, said to them, "E'an me ido, if I do not see," this is a future more vivid conditional sentence, ido is subjunctive, "in his hands the typon, the mark, the imprint, ton halon, ha halos is the noun and it means nail, the print of the nails, and if I do not, balo, throw my finger into the print of the nails, and throw my hand," note the position of mu, see, not you guys, you disciples who are telling me about this, I'm talking about my hand now, "into his side, me pistoiso, I shall surely not believe." That pistoiso is either aorist, subjunctive active, or future indicative active. Now, I want to notice, I want you to notice the verb balo. Both balo and pharaoh in the New Testament seem to have kind of weakened meanings. Often you will get, for example, in the Gospels, that somebody is beble menos on a cot, a sick person. Well, I don't think they were taking the guy and going, yeah, and throw him down on the cot. So I think balo must have a meaning of place, kind of like tithemi, and I think this is really reflective here. So it kind of means sort of like take something along and put it someplace. And then pharaoh means to kind of not just bear or carry, but to take along. It can have a weaker meaning like that too. Kai methemeros, after days eight, after 8 days, palin, again, eson esso, his disciples were esso, inside. Exo is outside, esso is inside. And Thomas met auton with them. Erchetai ha Jesus, Jesus comes. Notice that this is in asyndeton, and I think it's in asyndeton because it kind of heightens the tension here. Jesus comes, ton theron keklaismenon, while the doors are in a shut condition, and he stood, again, este, into the midst of them and said, "Peace to you." Aite, then, next, he says to Thomas. Now, guys, note he wasn't there to hear the previous conversation, was he? And nobody told him about it. Yet, he seems to know exactly what it was that Thomas said. So I think the omnipresence is well indicated here by this passage. Pharaoh, here's our friend Pharaoh I was talking about. See, bring your finger. Well, I don't know, you know, it's not like he's got the finger in a box over here someplace, you know, but it's kind of like take along your hand here, your finger here, Hoda, and behold my hands, and bring your hand and place it into my side. Note how the object here, check out the Greek here, Phara and Bala are on either side of the object tain chaira. That's what Greek likes to do. It drops the object in between both verbs rather than putting the two verbs and then the object. And place it into my sides. Kai me ginu, stop being apistos, faithless, but believing. Now, me ginu can mean stop being, or it could be emphatic, may plus the present stem there, the focus on connection stem. Don't be this way. Be this other way. Either one. You could take it either way. Thomas responded and said to him, "Ha curious mu kai ha theos mu, my Lord and my God." One of the great statements of the New Testament. Please look at your Greek New Testaments there. There is not one variant reading in that part of the verse. This is one of six passages which is a clear statement of the divinity of Jesus, along with Romans 9:4. There's a Titus passage, a 1 Thessalonians passage, John 1:1, and so forth. But there are about six where there is on level one an actual ascription of divinity to Jesus, and this would be an example right here. Jesus said to him, "Because heo rakasme, because you have seen me and are now a witness, have you believed pepistoikos?" Notice how often John uses the perfect, and some people have said, well, he's not using the perfect correctly because he uses it that much. Well, I don't think so. I think it's very appropriate. You, just because you have seen me,